Good afternoon, everybody. This is your host, Tyler Brown, and welcome back to another episode. We are here on episode 4, and I have some topics that I want to cover that I need to speak about. So we're going to talk about the recent events that's been happening in the past couple of days, and I just want to read what happened, what's going on, and give my opinion on it, and give you some more sports updates. All right, let's get into it. So here I'm in Minneapolis. Erupts after a homicide suspect killed himself, sparking rumors that police had been involved. The mayor, Jacob Frey, announced a citywide curfew into effect on Thursday after a night of looting in the city. Supposedly, the gunman shot himself as police approached him. And the announcement was made after two fatal shootings that drew large crowds and resulted in damaged property and shoplifting. And now on to the Wisconsin shooting. Kyle Rittenhouse, 17, is accused of a shooting incident that left two people dead and one seriously injured. Prosecutors filed more charges against Rittenhouse, adding one count of reckless homicide, a count for attempted intentional homicide, and possession of a dangerous weapon under 18. So, as y'all know, the stuff's been going on in Wisconsin, all the protesters and riots breaking out over there in Minneapolis. This is getting out of hand. Our black people are getting killed, unarmed black men getting killed and shot at by the police with police brutality. And wonder why riots and looting and damaged property happens as we cut the stuff like this. Now, the kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, was getting chased by the protesters, as you saw in the video. Pretty sure everybody's seen the video by now. People were chasing him, trying to stop him, and he had an AR-15, walking around with an AR-15, and shot a few protesters that tried to stop him. Now, he's walking around with an AR-15, and he walks right by the cops, and they do nothing with him. And he just walked freely past the cops, a swarm of cops, right there when that happened. And on video, you can hear the guy saying that he shot a few people. It was him. And they did nothing until the next morning. But they killed a 12-year-old kid, Tamir Rice, for a fake toy gun. So imagine a black person walking around with an AR-15 shooting people. And the cops right there. He would immediately have been dead or in prison. No doubt about it. But since he was white, they let him get away with it, and then the next day they want to do something about it. If that isn't white privilege, then I don't know what it is. As part of the black community, we are tired and fed up with all these killings of our people. We see it daily on the news, and it's been going on for too long, for hundreds of years, ever since slavery, since we came into this country. Without the slaves, there wouldn't be America, because they built this country. And they were shipped over from Africa and the Atlantic slave trade. And we are the reason why this country is here. And so for us to be fed up and to damage stuff, we have every right, because we built this country years ago, hundreds of years ago. And people are getting upset that, we're looting and rioting, peaceful protests, you don't have the right to riot. People are saying that don't understand how it feels for your people, your community, to be killed on a daily basis on the news every day. You just don't get it. You don't understand. That's why the people who aren't black are upset, aka white people. That's why they're upset. Us black people, like I said before, wake up in fear every day because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when the last day. One day you could be here, and the next day you're gone. So that's why you have to live every day like it's your last, because life is short. And try to achieve what you want to achieve before your life gets taken away, or if you pass peacefully. It's getting out of control and getting out of hand. As you can see, It's been all over the news, and my prayers go out to Jacob Blake and his family, because what happened to him was very was a terrible tragedy, as he was shot 7 times in his back and is paralyzed from the waist down, and they said it would be a miracle if he can never walk again. So as a Black community, we want change, we want justice, we want equality. That's what we want. We want change. I know it's not gonna happen overnight. It's not gonna change right away. It's a process, but we demand change, and because it's been going on for too long, and we want this to come to an end. Because you don't see this happening to any other race on a consistent basis besides us. We the ones that are dealing with this, and we're tired of it. We're tired of seeing it. It's unfair, and we live in an unfair country that doesn't care about Black people. We live in a country that wants Black people to fail. The justice system wants to fail as we fill up prisons and we are dying a lot. As a Black man, I just feel bad for all the mothers and fathers that had to bury their children due to police brutality, because the cops want to act reckless, abuse their power, be trigger happy, are terrified of us, so they use their gun and or tasers or nightsticks and shoot us and beat us and kill us, and they get no punishment at all. Some of them do get punishment, some of them don't. Some of them get away with it. Like, I feel as if you're a cop and you kill an unarmed Black person or just an unarmed person in general, your badge and gun should be gone immediately with no doubt, and you should be facing jail time. Definitely. Because the cops that killed Breonna Taylor are still out there and still haven't been arrested. And it's just, the list goes on of the names that have been killed due to police brutality. You can go on and on and talk about it forever, about each situation and what happened, because there's just too many cases that are going on around the country and around the world, and we're tired of it. We just want things to be equal. We just want equal rights. Just as everybody else got equal rights, and just live a fair life without having to look over our shoulder every 2 seconds because cops are killing us, and we're even killing ourselves, which is sad, because us Black people need to stick together, and we need to stick together and fight together. And we're not the enemies here. We're killing each other. We're not the enemies here at all. This is a war against the police force and white people that's killing us and stuff like that. We are not the enemies and the target. We're targeting the wrong people. We need to target them and let them know that they can't continue doing this. It's been going on for too long. We're fed up. And something's got to change and something's got to give. So that's how I feel on that topic. Now, as you know, in the sports news, the NBA boycotted the games. The Bucks teams boycotted the game. They postponed the games. And WNBA postponed the games, boycotted the games. And some baseball teams even postponed the games due to the shooting. Now, as I know, the NBA had a vote at a meeting. And the teams voted to continue the season. I thought they were going to boycott the season and probably end the season due to this, but they decided they want the season to continue. The Lakers and Clippers decided they didn't want the season to continue, but they were outvoted by the other team. So the NBA playoffs is going to resume tomorrow on Saturday. And the game Saturday, we have the Celtics-Raptors game 1 at 4 o'clock. The Jazz and Nuggets at 6:30 as the Jazz try to close out the series, game 6. Mavericks and Clippers at 9 o'clock as the Clippers try to close out the series. So the season is still going on. Teams are still playing. And as I saw earlier, I saw the Colts, Indianapolis Colts and Tennessee Titans, they spoke out their message on their Instagram page. They're talking about change and demand and justice. And there's just a lot of people are speaking out how they feel about the situation and what's been going on around us. People are emotional, and it's been real emotional for everybody for the past few days, for athletes, for the world, just people in general. So if you're a person of color, be safe out there, be aware of your surroundings, and don't get yourself caught up in anything that will allow you to be put in danger because of the stuff that's been going on lately. Just be careful and just watch out. Watch your back at all times. Always. So with that being that, this concludes today's episode. I hope you got the message that I was trying to come across and got the points I'm trying to prove here. And until next time, this is your host, Tyler Brown. I'm out. And be sure to check out my other episodes. And the link will be shared. And I'm out of here.